Community health centers treat patients regardless of their ability to pay. And it turns out they've got a lot of people coming through their doors these days. This comes as a surprise to some clinic leaders who thought the Affordable Care Act would mean fewer patients. Michael Tomczyk of member station WFAE has the story.
Diabetes is something nurse practitioner Martha Brinsko helps a lot of patients manage at the Charlotte Community Health Clinic.
What are your sugars like at home? Are you checking them?
Well, this morning it was 171. That one's a good one.
So most mornings when you check your sugar, what would you say kind of the average is?
Patient Diana Coble explains she ran out of what she needs to check it, and she didn't have the gas money to get back here sooner. She's unemployed, uninsured, and lives with her sister. She's relied on the clinic for health care the past 2 years.
They do a great job with everything, and I couldn't do without them.
Charlotte Clinic staff expected that Obamacare would reduce the number of patients like Coble, because now patients could buy subsidized health insurance on the marketplaces. But clinic consultant Nancy Hudson says they started seeing more people come through their doors.
What we found within our patient population and within the community is that a lot of the advertisement and information about the marketplace brought people that didn't know anything about free clinics and did not qualify for any of the programs within the ACA marketplace.
Obamacare was designed to cover the poorest people through Medicaid expansion, but the Supreme Court made that optional. The result in some states is a gap, where some people make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to qualify for marketplace subsidies. Ben Money is president of the association that represents North Carolina's community health centers.
Over half of the people that we see would have been eligible for Medicaid expansion had the state elected to exercise that option.
North Carolina is among about 20 states that are currently saying no to Medicaid expansion. Many are in the South. Dr. Gary Wiltz heads the board of directors for the National Association of Community Health Centers and is the CEO of 10 health centers in Louisiana.
We've gone from 10,000 patients to 20,000 in the last 6 or 7 years, so we've doubled.
Wiltz says there are other things at play. The economic recovery hasn't reached many of the poorest people, and some who do qualify for Obamacare plans say their options are too expensive even with the subsidies. Back at the clinic in Charlotte, Nancy Hudson points out there's another part of the Affordable Care Act helping with all this, additional funding for many community health centers. Hudson recently found out her clinic is getting about $700,000 to expand in partnership with a local job training organization.
Many of their clients did not have any access to health care, and they can't train and sustain a job if they don't have the basic needs taken care of, and health care is one of them.
Nationwide, the federal government estimates its latest round of funding will lead to about 650,000 people getting better access to health care. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WFAE, and Kaiser Health News.